Masechta Zevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph until Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The first Mishnah of the Masechta listed 15 different arayas, 15 different relatives whom it is forbidden to marry, such that if the person who died, Shimon, was married to one of Reuven's arayas, that woman and all of her tzoros, all of her co-wives, would be exempt from the mitzvah of Yibum Uchalitza. Now the second last erva on the list was Eishes Ochiv Shlohoa Bo'ilomai. That refers to a case where one of the brothers die, and his wives fall for Yibum, and then another brother is born. So we learnt that since at the time of the death of Shimon, of the brother, this brother was not alive, he is not able to perform Yibum on the dead brother's wife. And the next couple of Mishnayos are going to go into the details of this case. And the reason why the Yovam needs to be alive at the time of the brother's death is because the Torah, when talking about the mitzvah of Yibum, says that it applies ki yeshvu achim yachdov, when brothers will sit and live together. And then if one of them dies, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But it implies that it has to be that the brothers were alive at the same time, and then one of them died. And we learn from there that if the Yovam is born afterwards, then he is exempt. He cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum with her. And it follows therefore that since he's not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah, the regular erva of one's brother's wife returns, and indeed would be forbidden for him to marry her, to do yibum with her. Now, since she becomes an erva, she also exempts her tzara, so she also would not require yibum or chalitza from this brother. Begins the Mishnah, Ketal Eishes Ochiv Shlohoa Bo'ilomai. What exactly is the case? What is the scenario of Eishes Ochiv Shlohoa Bo'ilomai? This case is shown on the second last diagram for the first Mishnah of the Masechta. And the Mishnah explains, Shnei Achim, there are two brothers. In our diagram, it's Shimon and Levi. Umeis Echom Hem, and one of them dies, Shimon dies, and another brother, Reuven, is now born. So Reuven is not able to perform Yibum on Shimon's wife, but the other brother, Levi, performed Yibum on Shimon's wife, and Levi also has another wife. He performed Yibum on Dina, and he's got another wife called Chana. Vomeis, and then Levi dies. Horishoina, the first wife, who was originally married to Shimon as well, Dina, Yaitis Mishum Eish Sachar Shlohoa Bo'ilomai. She is exempt from Yibum and Chalitza from Reuven, who is the only surviving brother, because she is the wife of Reuven's brother, who died before Reuven was born. Vashnia, and the second, the other wife of Shimon, Chana Mishum Tzorosa, she is also exempt because she is the Tzara of an Erva. Dina is considered to be the Erva of Eishes Ach, one's brother's wife, since when Shimon died, Reuven was not able to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore Dina was forbidden to him as the erva of Eishes Ach, one's brother's wife. And because of the rule of Ne'esra, Hoil v'Ne'esra olav sho achas Ne'esra olav olomis, meaning that she remains forbidden, she remains an erva towards Reuven forever, so even when Levi dies, Reuven is not able to fulfill Yibum with her or her tzara. Now, because Yibum is considered to be a sort of continuation of the dead man's marriage, Midoraisa one does not need to perform a regular kiddushin, a regular procedure of acquiring the woman by giving her money or a document. But Midoraisa, the single way how to perform Yibum is by having marital relations with the Yavama, or the Shomeres Yavam. That is the widow, that's the woman who is waiting for either Yibum or Chalitza. And Midoraisa, the only way to form Yibum is by having marital relations. However, Midrabbonon, since Yibum is similar to real marriage, Midrabbonon, one does need to perform a regular kiddushin, acquire the woman in the regular way that is done for a regular marriage, and this is known as mamor. Mamor is the Midrabbonon requirement for a Yovam to perform kiddushin on the Shomeres Yovam. Now, Midoraisa, this means nothing, at least according to most opinions, but Midrabbonon, we view them as being married. Now what happens if after Shimon died, also by Ma'amor, Levi did Ma'amor on Dina, but he didn't yet do Yibum. So Midrabbonon, Levi is considered to be married to her already, but Midoraisa, he's not. And before managing to perform Yibum for Mace, Levi died. So on a Midoraisa level, Chana, who is Levi's other wife, is obligated in Yimun Chalitza from Reuven, because she is not the tzara of an erva, because Midoraisa Levi is not yet married to the erva Dina. However, Midrabbonon, she is considered married, and so just like we saw in the previous perek, when you have a law Midoraisa contradicting something Midrabbonon in terms of Yibum, the simple solution is that Shaniah Choletzes Velemis Abemes, the tzara should do Chalitza, Chana should do Chalitza to fulfill the mitzvah Midoraisa, but she cannot perform Yibum, because on a Midrabbonon level, she is the Tzara of an Erva.